Hey, hey, hey.
Attention, spoilers are beginning now.
Sci-fi party line.
Another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me your other hostess, Hanako.
Hello.
And guess what? I am in Atlanta in her bed with her, and we're podcasting in bed.
That's going to sound so weird to people.
But we are graduated. I'm graduated and school is done. I'm on my journey back to Houston, Texas. I was with Carl a day ago or 2 days ago in D.C. And then so I came to visit Hanako and we kind of hung out. We watched Dark Matter, Civil War, and we hung out with Anthony and you're going to hear that podcast because it's a stream of consciousness that will not be edited. But
yeah, you guys might hear a lot of weird stuff on that one. So just kind of take it with a grain of salt. We were just having fun and letting things loose. We haven't seen each other since
Dragon Con
2014. Yep. So she is hanging in the geek room, which is why we're sitting on my bed. We're in the geek room. We're surrounded by we're surrounded by Harry Potter and Walking Dead and Funkos and books and
Game
everything.
Thrones.
So we're in the perfect
She's hardcore. Hardcore.
Yeah.
So today, I don't know why we decided that we must talk about Dark Matter, but we just had a joint love for the show and we watched it today live.
We got caught up on the first episode of the new season and then we watched the second episode together. We've actually talked about the show just in conversation before, but because of Kat's hectic school schedule last year, we decided we really didn't have the time to add another show to the podcast and give it proper attention. So now that she's got a little bit of time freed up, we can add this one because yay, we like
it
the show.
It has the most sexiest man ever. It's part of the cast, Dark Matter, Sci-Fi. It's part of the new Sci-Fi Friday, which is Sci-Fi is kicking butt again. It's doing its job.
Yep.
Very proud of the channel. And this was one of the new shows from last summer. And Dark Matter, it has Roger Cross, is the only one that I really recognize. But then you have all of the other new actors. And if you're not watching Dark Matter and you don't care about being spoiled, yes, go ahead and listen to us talk about it. Maybe you'll be interested in it. But it's a space show about these people who woke up on a spaceship who...
their memories were wiped clean.
Yeah.
So they woke up out of stasis not knowing who they were, what they were on the ship for, where they were going, what their purpose was, and... all of last season was basically piecing together the bits and pieces of who these people are and why they were on the ship. And towards the end of, well, actually the season finale of last season, we find out that Six, who is played by Roger Cross.
The sexy Roger Cross.
Yes. But we find out that his character is actually... part of the Galactic Authority, which is the policing group there. And he basically turns turncoat on the rest of his crew and he turns them in. So this season starts out with them.
Well, yeah. He was not exactly a traitor.
He was a traitor to them because they bonded. When they came out of stasis, they became, well, most of them became friends or,
yeah.
You know, they kind of had a, I guess you could say a restrained respect for each other because they had to rely on each other to kind of piece together what was going on with them. They uncovered a couple of I guess you can say scandals or some sinister plots afoot while they were doing it. And you know, basically they had to kind of lean on each other and trust each other, or try to trust each other, in order to keep themselves out of trouble. And that really didn't go too well once Six was told who he was and what his purpose on the ship was. So
I guess he was kind of a traitor because he went there undercover, right? Before he lost his memory.
I believe so. I think we're still, unfortunately, I wanted to do a whole rewatch of the season, but Comcast, yes, I'm calling you out. Comcast, who is usually really good about putting previous seasons on demand before the new season start, they, for whatever reason, didn't do this with Dark Matter, and I didn't realize that they were on Netflix until yesterday. So I will be going back to rewatch and refresh my memory. But yes, they started out this season. All of them woke up in prison, except for Six, who is, again, part of the Galactic Authority. So now, two episodes in, they are trying to, well, they just escaped from the prison, but they are still trying to piece together, you know, exactly who they are and where they fit in the scheme of things. And yeah, it's taking some interesting twists. Unfortunately, this season, at the end of last episode, we lost the crew member known as One.
I don't get what happened. So the one, the nice one that we knew as One, he is literally dead. And so the one who has the original face is the only one that's left. But he's somewhere doing what now? And because he's not on the ship.
Okay. I guess first we should maybe talk about the characters so you guys are not like, what the hell are they saying? Especially for those of you who don't watch the show. There's a total of 6-7 crew members on the ship. There's a crew member who is, I guess she's Zero. She's the android. And she is the, I guess she's the Andromeda of the show.
Oh, there you
She's the consciousness of the ship, the Raza. She's the one who pretty much, runs the ship. And she is played by Zoe Palmer, who is in like a lot of stuff, but most recently for me, she's been in, the Lost Girl, the show. Mm-hmm. We have the character One, who we find out is actually not who he was originally told he was.
He had reconstructive face surgery to look like the guy who he thought killed his wife.
No. He was another criminal, but the person that he got the surgery to look like was a criminal, and he used that identity to get on the Raza because the Raza was transporting criminals because one of the other crew members supposedly killed his wife. He was a rich kid. His father was the head of a large corporation. He was supposed to be the heir apparent, and he was living this nice, blissful, privileged existence, and his wife was brutally murdered. So in the course of investigating and trying to figure out what happened to his wife, he found out the identity of the so-called murderer and followed him onto the Raza. And we'll talk about the murderer in a little bit. We have the character Two, who is a female. And it turns out last season, you know, we knew she was kind of badass. She could fight. She was very tough. One of the stronger people on the crew. And turns out she is she's an enhanced human. She's not an AI, but she has some modifications that make her just a little bit on the special side. So we're still learning. We're still trying to figure out what her deal is and exactly what her purpose was for being on the ship. let's see, the character three. Three is the resident
grumpy old man.
He's like, I'm trying to think, comparison to shows. He's the Jane of the show. If you ever watched Firefly, okay. Jane. On the show. He's a smart ass, but he
has delusions of being Han Solo.
Yeah. And you know, he does it with humor, but he's also a murderer. He supposedly is the person who murdered one's wife, which is why he came onto the ship.
You know what? I'm going to interject. And I think that three, if he did kill the wife, it was under contract. I don't think it was any malice involved on his part.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. And like I said, I think there was some detail about specifically what went down, but of course that was last season. I haven't had a chance.
Did we forget?
To...
Oh my God! People are pulling their hair out.
This and it's not for lack of us caring about the show, but you know these channels like to have long ass hiatuses. You know, so it's like you can forget a lot in a year. So, you know, charge it to our head and not our heart. We like the show, but, you know, it's just, that was a lot of stuff that happened last season.
Too many shows.
And we have lots of shows. We just, you know, but anyway.
Four.
So we'll figure that out. Four is actually, he is a crown prince.
Who, that was so cool to find out.
Who escaped his home world because he was wrongfully framed for his father's murder. By his half-brother, I guess.
Yeah.
And so he's on the run, and they've tried capturing him, taking him back for trial. He ended up killing his old trainer, so now he's really wanted for murder now. So, and his incarceration is one of the ways they were able to escape on tonight's episode because the, I guess, the new head of the guard, who is one of his old friends, was sent to collect him. So they were able to use that ship to escape and then to get on their ship. So that's four. Five is
the girl.
Five is the youngest member of the crew. She is the, I guess, they said 15 or 16 year
old. She said 16.
16 year old stowaway who apparently was an orphan and she stowed away on the ship because, the little homeless, group that she was staying with another group of teens, and they were all murdered for I believe it was some kind of information stick that she may have had or she may have come into, but the Galactic Authority or somebody else came and murdered all her friends, and so she basically was stowing away trying to get to safety, and she just happened to end up on the ship with this crew,
and she may have been the one who got them into stasis and wiped their memory, but accidentally.
Yeah, because she was trying to protect six, who we find out that two and three, I believe, were supposed to try to kill once they found out who he was and what he was doing on the ship. So, again, we come back to six, and he is the Galactic Authority agent who
is sexual chocolate.
Can y'all tell Kat has a crush on him? So anyway, he's the one who...
He had his shirt off on the latest episode.
Oh, Lord.
But he did. He went into cryo, so...
She's objectifying people. Oh, my God.
They do it to us all the time. Well, he knows when he take his shirt off that people like me. He did it for me.
Oh, okay.
He did it for you.
Okay.
He did it for us at home.
I'll go with that.
All right.
I'll go with that. But anyway, so... He turned on his crew, got them in prison, and then once he realized that the organization he works for were actually the real criminals.
Corrupt.
Very corrupt, but I mean, it's, let's not, we won't even go into that.
Yeah,
but
I guess that was the wrong
Galactic Authority is pretty corrupt, and he decides to save the lives of his former friends, and he gets shot in the process, and they put him in stasis to slow down the bleeding until they can get him somewhere where they can help him. So that's kind of where we ended with that episode, with Six in stasis, and all of them escaped, and now we've got somebody else on the trail for them. Coming to look after them, and we don't know...
This lady with this, just, she seems so evil.
She's always evil. If you ever watched Lost Girl, she was Aoife in Lost Girl. So if you know how evil Aoife was, then this should be no surprise. But we don't know what her agenda is. We know that she is interested in
five,
the 16-year-old. So we I don't know. I'm thinking maybe she could be the so-called dead mother, or she has another interest. Maybe she knows that Five is the one who made off with this information that her friends got killed for. So we don't know, but again, it's a very interesting show. It's a lot of different dynamics. We've got new cast members this season who are coming out strong. We have, I can't pronounce her last name. It's Melly Liebert or something. I'll figure it out and pronounce it properly on the next one. She is the character. She's Nyx. Nyx comes in from jump. And she's badass. She's got attitude.
I love her.
And she's kicking butt, men and women's. She and Two get into this awesome cat fight. And it's just
Why have to be a cat fight just because they're women? They didn't pull any hair.
No, they didn't. But I don't know. I mean, it was awesome because they were both holding their own. I love it. I love seeing a kick-ass woman, one who can fight and hold her own.
Call that a cat fight.
Well, you know, but you guys understood what I meant. But yeah, so she's a very interesting character. She basically uses her intro fighting with Two to kind of size the crew up. And she's one of the key components in getting them off of the prison world. So it's going to be interesting to see how the new crew with the additions kind of mesh together and solve their issues. Because, of course, now they started a riot on the prison to get out. So now they are most definitely fugitives from the law and still trying to, like, really figure out what they're doing, what they're about, and who they're going to be, because of course their past were erased for them. So they really kind of have a chance to start over, even though they know a little bit about themselves now and who they used to be before their memories were wiped. But now they've got a chance to kind of redefine themselves and reinvent themselves. And it's going to be fun seeing what they do with that. So.
Okay, and then so from last season, I know when I was watching the previews, because we watched the season finale in order to refresh our memory, and then I watched the premiere, and then we watched live tonight. Wil Wheaton was on the show, and I totally forgot, and I hope he comes back, because he was great in it. He was kind of an evil, questionable character or whatever.
He was kind of like the Frankenstein character for Two's. I think he was responsible for her enhancements. So, right. Yeah, and I don't remember. I know that there was a big fight for them to get off of the planet where he was. They captured Two at some point, and they were going to, I think, terminate her. And the crew of the Raza helped her escape. And I can't quite remember if his character lived and was just injured, or if he was actually killed. I don't think he was killed. So I can't remember either. It would be nice to see him come back.
I hope Wil Wheaton is all right. He's been sending out some questionable not questionable as in, like, offensive, but he seems a little sad these days, and I hope he's okay, because he's a great guy, and I hope he's not letting assholes get to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then David Hewlett, he was on there for a while. You remember?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out if the guy from prison, was he on Earth Final Conflict, or was I just imagining that, but I can't find his name or remember his name.
Do you mean the warden?
No, the guy that they wanted to break out of prison with, and he was like, "I'm in. You got to take me with you."
Oh, he was the prison gang
leader, but I forgot his name. What was his name? This is horrible radio. Sorry, guys. If you can scream it and, like, from the future, give it to me in my brain, then maybe. Mike Duke. Okay, look. Where is he? Look at his.
I'm going down.
Where is his?
X-Men Days of Future Past.
No. Go down. Oh, all the way down. go to 1999.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're going way back.
Let's see.
This dude has a very extensive resume. Let me just tell you.
Wait. He was in 7 days. Oh, my God.
Millennium.
Go down. First Wave, guys. Oh, my God. The Sentinel Viper. Go down. Wait.
The Crow, Stairway to Heaven.
Earth Final Conflict. He was not in Earth Final Conflict. Turbulence, Freedom, Dark Angel, Jesus, Jeremiah, Ballistic.
He was in Ballistic. We just watched something else with somebody who was in Ballistic.
Why do I think he was in Earth Final Conflict?
I don't know. He was uncredited in Andromeda. What's his name? He was in Bulletproof Monk.
What's his name?
Mike Dopud. Dopud. Okay. He was in Stargate Atlantis.
Maybe that's what... Was he on V?
He was in Battlestar Galactica.
Was he in V or something? Because I feel like he was on V, maybe. Mm-mm. No, Smallville.
He was on Smallville.
Caprica. Human Target.
He was in SGU.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, he's been on quite a few things. So, yeah.
He's a...
He did an episode of Warehouse 13. He did a couple of episodes of Grimm.
I'm thinking I've seen him longer than...
Mistresses, Covert Affairs. Okay, Covert Affairs. I think I've seen him on that. Continuum.
He's just that guy.
Yeah, always in something.
Him and Roger Cross must be friends. Because they had probably practically everything together. Guest star. Okay, whatever. Right. So I don't know. I love this show. I guess you can't help but compare it to Killjoys because they both come on Sci-Fi Friday together. And I will have to say that I watched a few episodes of Killjoys and I kept with Dark Matter because it interested me more.
And because Roger Cross was in it.
I mean...
Yeah.
And
that was one of the reasons why I'll be honest. There are some shows I look at on commercials and I'm kind of like, oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I watch that show. And then certain actors are attached to it. And that kind of compels me. And one of the things that I remember Roger Cross from like for a long time was the TV show 24. Because every time I see him, I don't care what he's in. Whenever I see him on screen, my first response is, oh, there's Curtis. So it's just, you know.
But you know what? Just because somebody's in, well, you're right. An actor being in a show does reel you in, but it has to be good to keep you to watch. And I think that's Dark Matter does that. On the other hand, Isaiah Mustafa was in, what was it?
Oh, Shadow? Gosh. Yes.
Was that Shadow? And I watched that just for him because, you know.
We're not going to talk about that
What was he? The Old Spice man. And I was just like, yes, I will watch him do anything. And that show is so bad that I couldn't even watch him act in it. I could not do it. I mean, he was good, too. He's like a little grizzled cop or something like that. But I don't know.
Shadow Hunters is a whole nother show. Okay. We don't even want to. We don't That's even want
to pollute
I just
wanted
this.
To. I yeah. was, So I guess we'll have to see what's going to happen with Dark Matters. It's only two episodes into season two. It's looking great. I'm not bored with it yet. I hope Sci-Fi continues to support it and not cancel it like they do sometimes. And
yeah, no, but you know what? They've been putting out some pretty good shows lately, and they're keeping me interested, which is good. So, I mean, you know, Sci-Fi is one of those channels that put out some original stuff and they put out really interesting things. And some of the shows, I kind of look at it and you kind of think the show's going to go one way and then it goes a different direction, or you think a certain character is going to be a certain way and they kind of give you twists. And that's one of the things that I like about Dark Matter, is because the characters are learning about themselves as we're learning about them, and everything that they've learned about themselves does not necessarily mesh with who they are now or who they've become since they woke up out of stasis. So you kind of see a little bit of a conflict because they know who they're supposed to be, but it turns out that them, once that their memories were wiped clean, they were able to start over fresh and they became these totally different people, you know, who are, you know, for the most part, the majority of them before they lost their memories, they were, you know, killers or thieves or
murderers.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the same thing as a killer, you know, they kind of had these shady backgrounds, but once, you know, once things started happening with them, even though they fought with each other, they still had each other's backs and they kind of became this team and this little family. And so once they started learning piece by piece, oh, this is who I was supposed to be, it kind of made for some tension.
Yeah, especially with the six.
Six and five, because five, yeah. You know, the two women, of course, were kind of close. They were all protective of five because she was the youngest. And, you know, but at the same time, she was the one who was discovering the duality of most of their characters. So it was kind of hard for her because she's like, okay, I've grown to trust this person and know this person that protects me and looks out for me. But at the same time, they originally were on the ship to kill somebody. So it's been fun kind of watching that back and forth, like they're fighting with who they're supposed to be, trying to be somebody different. And as such, we kind of are experiencing that with them too. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of different from most shows, where most shows, the character supposedly has a specific personality or a specific purpose, and they're sure in that. But these characters are unsure, or they started out unsure, and we kind of have grown with them. So again, it's going to be really interesting to see where this second season takes them and how their allegiance to each other holds up in the face of all this other stuff. You know, Six, yes, he helped them escape from prison, but he was the one that put them in prison in the first place. So there's going to be a trust issue there. And, you know, just trying to see how this is going to work out, especially with the new people that they have on the ship who they just met at the prison, and, you know, kind of see how that's going to work itself out. So,
yeah. Another thing about this show, if you take the I guess the backdrop of space away from the show, this story could be told not in a science fiction sort of way. Maybe, let's say it was magical and something magical happened to them and their memories were wiped. Then you can tell a whole different story. But this one happens to be a sci-fi show. And because it's a sci-fi show and it's a space show, because they do travel in outer space, I think that adds to the show, because I know the prison set was very beautiful. That is the cleanest.
If I have to go to prison, I want to go to prison like that.
It was the cleanest, most brightly lit Apple Store prison that I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I mean, you get locked up in solitary and they have this little
virtual world for you to roam around.
To roam around, and if you're, you know, beefing with another prisoner, you guys can fight in that virtual reality and not get in trouble. And it's like,
that is like a leisure prison or something.
Like I would do a hard time there. Yeah, it was nice, clean. Now the food,
men and women were in Gen Pop together.
Yeah, they were hanging out with each other, and the guards were there. But you know, they can go in and out of each other's cells and just chill and plot escapes. And
oh my god, it was crazy.
I would like a prison like that. Matter of fact, you might need to put a picture of that prison when you put this podcast up, because it was so clean.
Nice. It was a nice prison. And then their ship. I know the android. She was doing an interview. The actress was doing an interview about the show, and she said that, hands down, that their ship was one of the best ships in all of sci-fi.
Yeah.
And I was just like, girl, you better stop talking. You know somebody gonna come up with Enterprise and Millennium Falcon and try to shut you down.
But you know what? The Enterprise, Enterprise was like an official ship, so they're supposed to be clean and high-tech and all this other
stuff.
Right, right. But you're talking about ships like scavenger ships if you're comparing it to like
Serenity,
Serenity or Andromeda or something like that. Yeah, it's cool. Now, as far as the android herself, I don't know. Something about her still just feels kind of off to me. She's, you know, even though, yes, she's supposed to be an android, she's not supposed to have any emotions. But I think one of her glitches, the glitch of the android on the ship, is that she is feeling some kind of emotional connection to her crew. And I guess maybe that's kind of what's throwing me off. But
I think
she's very loyal.
I like her. I think she is weird as an android. Like, you can't really get her full roboticness or whatever. She doesn't feel like a robot. She's not like Data. Data felt like a robot.
He felt like a robot, but you know what? There were times when I watched Data and I actually forgot that he was a droid.
He wasn't 100% all the time, because right. He would crack jokes and smile and like, dude, you're emoting too much to be an android. And that's, he didn't have an emotion chip. But anyway, I don't know. I think she's doing a good job, and I think this second season she is more robotic and android like than she was before.
But I think that was probably because of the circumstances. Apparently they've removed her newer chip, which connects her to the ship telepathically, I guess you can say, or electronically, however you want to put it. And then of course she was also being held in the prison. They were trying to get information from her.
She was not
about you know who the crew was, what they did.
Nope.
They were trying to get all kinds of information. She was like, "No, I'm not giving it to you. No, I'm going to
my crew. I am not here for you.
They have to tell me to do that." And
oh my god, when Five, she got slapped by some lady Five, and then she gave a command, kill them all. And she killed them all. And then Five just sat there like, yeah, what a oopsies.
Like, yeah, okay, time to go.
People are dead. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. So it was
weird, because she's just always, I can't do this. I can't fight. I'm so young, blah. And you know that actress is like 30.
No, actually, she's young as well. She is, her name is Jodelle Ferland, and she was actually in Twilight Breaking Dawn, part one. She was a very, very young character. She was like one of the baby vampires that Victoria's character converted. And let's see, she was born in 94, so she's like 22. Or 21.
30.
Almost. I have a child that was born in 96, and my child is nowhere near 30. So
she at 30.
No.
Oh my god. Anyway, they're so old. Anyway.
Yeah, but no. So she's fairly young, but she still looks young too. So she really can pass for
she do look
a 16-year-old. No, she does not.
She does look 30. Whatever. Sorry, guys.
Don't pay attention to her. But yeah, so she, you know, but I think her character, you know, she started the show young, naive, not quite sure of who she was and how she got there. And then once she found out how she got on the ship, you know, fleeing for her life. And then, you know, towards the end of last season, they thought they were being attacked by other people, when in fact it was Six who was kind of knocking them out so that they could be captured. But I think
she was going Bruce Willis style, taking them out.
But I think she had to learn fairly quickly that, okay, in order for me to not die, I have to pull my own weight. I've got to learn to protect myself, and I've got to learn how to protect the people who are protecting me. So knowing that these people at the prison were trying to kill the whole Raza crew, or they were trying to get information to, they basically were trying to get information to start a war. And she wasn't having any of that. So it got to the point where they started threatening her, threatening to kill the crew of the Raza, threatening to kill her. And, you know, she took that opportunity, where she was supposed to be telling the android to give up all the information, and instead she told them all, hey, kill them all. Mm-hmm. I mean, but yeah, she could have said disable them all. She could have said incapacitate them. But no, she said kill, because I think she realized that that was probably the only way they were all going to get out of there alive. So,
and to keep that one chick from keep coming after them.
Yeah, because that one chick was, and she even said if she was, she was an ultimate bitch, and yeah, she was. Yeah. So,
So this is, there's another thing that they keep trying to pin on the Raza crew, and it's this destruction of an entire planet, 15,000 or million, 15,000
people, I think,
or something like that.
Which is a really small planet, but
well, yeah. I get the feeling that they they didn't do that. And I know that somebody didn't do it, and it's a conspiracy. And so that's kind of interesting that they would get this pin on, like, who is behind all this? And so they did lose their memory, but Five did something, but she still doesn't know the purpose of why she did it.
Yeah, she doesn't know why. Well, she kind of sort of knows why she, you know, why she erased everyone's memories. I think that was also to keep her safe as well, trying to hide information that she may have had. But I think she felt like at the time she was probably the biggest threat to the crew, especially since she is the one who has the majority of the technical knowledge. Like, she was accessing encoded, you know, encoded,
she's communications and for the crew.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And I think she was basically trying to protect them from whatever it was she might have known as well. So
it's odd that they grew so close and so protective of each other. And then they kind of, you know, Three, though, he is cranky. He is cranky as hell.
Yeah, well.
And he works my nerves a little bit. I know that's his character is supposed to get, but he seems like, for some reason, he's the character that bothers me the most, because he doesn't fit, you know, for some reason. Like, he seems off.
But if you think about it, most shows with crews, especially if you're in space, most of the shows always have that one oddball person, or that one...
Jane.
Yes, they have a Jane of their crew.
But Jane felt right. He felt like that was the crew. I mean, he always did stuff like Three would do. Him and Three are really a lot alike.
Mm-hmm.
But
they even look alike if you think about it.
No.
Yeah, they kind of do. They kind of do, yeah.
They are totally different looking. Hmm. Anyway, okay. But I think Jane is much cuter. What? So.
Well, yeah, but I'm... You know,
the Southern man face.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. So. Totally off topic.
We're being stalked. Hello? Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. We're in a podcast. Hey, do you watch Dark Matter? No, you don't watch TV?
I don't be at home enough.
You know what?
Yeah, I know. I'm one of those.
So, say hey to our listeners.
Hello, listeners. How are y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Yeah, so, I don't know. I think this show might last 4 seasons, because this seems like a magic season number for sci-fi shows.
Nowadays, yes, I agree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I would be okay with that. I wish it would go longer, but...
And it could. I mean, they've already killed off one main character from the first season.
Is he dead, though? I just...
They shot him in the head. Yes, he's dead.
I don't understand what's going on then. So is the bad guy gonna...
I think that had something to do with him coming back to take over for his father's company. And I think the current CEO / his father's ex-partner wasn't feeling that. So I really think that's probably what... that was all for. They were just trying to get him out the way so they can control the company. So, yeah. Mm, yeah, but I mean, we got rid of one main character from last season.
I don't know what else don't.
We added 3 new characters.
A doctor, Nyx,
and
that one guy that I thought Arix was on Earth Final Conflict, but he was not.
Arix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we'll see where it goes.
All right, ready to wrap it up?
Yep. Okay. I think we're good.
Well, that's our show. We'd love your feedback. Give us a call at 773-336-2686. Go to our website. Leave us a comment at scifipartyline.com. You can reach us at Sci-Fi Party Line on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and Stitcher Radio. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. And we will see you in the party next time.
Bye.
End of line.